Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about live podcasts as I drive from putting my daughter at Scouts to doing some physical cognitive rehab. Now, what's going to be is that what's happened is, what can I say, with the cognitive brain stuff, you forget things all the time, and I have to go out and I'll be doing an hour and a half physical training, cognitive rehab, and of course it's not going to go that long. I have to, I have to plug in earphones into the walking machine. So this is the treadmill. I programmed the treadmill to actually, it's just got a browser on it, and you log into Brain Training, Brain HQ portal. I go through that, and in order to do that, you have to have headphones, and of course, you have to remember to bring your headphones. Now, of course, I was rushing out of the house, and last time I sort of sweat, blood pressure went up and stuff like that, and so I had to remember to bring a drink bottle, but sort of like one of the brain training things, you've got to remember this, and that. Oh, my godfather. Oh no, sorry, I thought they were suddenly doing an illuminated 60 sign. So what's going to happen is you're going to be with me as I turn right across the traffic into the local supermarket, see if they've got a sound headphones, because I really want to just buy one. I probably might hide it somewhere at the gym somewhere secretly, which I can get it so I don't have to get the brain stuff. And these headphones that I'm using at the moment are these rather awkward ones from they're sort of over the head headphones, you know, those older style, you know, people classically would call headphones. They're classical headphones, not the earbuds, you know, the earbuds and the wired things which became popular with the Apple. So I'm waiting here for the cars to zip past, and what always happens is that the cars zip past and people who are waiting in the side slip lane wait for them to go and then come out. So you've got a little pause and a few cars and I'll cross up here. So I'm driving up to the back of the supermarket. Now, what would normally happen is that I would stop podcasting before, as I turned off the engine and got into park. But I won't do this. I may pause, so I'm not actually speaking as a madman walking into a supermarket. So you'll be with me. And the challenge is, does an Australian supermarket have headphones? I know that they have headphones in bigger supermarkets like Kmart and stuff like that. Where they have it in this little supermarket, I don't know, and whether if it doesn't, go off to a service station. Okay, so I'm going to keep on podcasting now, and in order for me to keep on podcasting, I've taken a bit of effort and hooked the microphone to my shirt. I picked up the podcast engine. I'm opening the door, and you can hear. You shouldn't be able to hear me hit the podcast machine across. So let's recap what's going on. Checking the door is locked, and what's happened is my keys have broken. So I've got a system of cable ties to hold my and silver foil to hold my keys together, but you can't actually see the buttons anymore. So it's taken me a little while to remember which one closes. Shopping centre, doors opening. There's thankfully no one about the place at the moment, so I can keep on talking. I'll stop talking the moment there are people around the place. You probably can hear the background noise with this microphone. You wouldn't be able to hear it with the directional microphone, but this picks up everything, because this is sort of an ideal one for podcasting while you're driving the car. And then sit now so I don't look stupid. Do you have any headphones?
No, sorry.
No, not in the supermarket whatsoever?
I don't think so. If they do, they might be at the service desk, but...
I'll just have a quick ask at the service desk.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I have that those $10 headphones? Are they? Oh, no, the smaller ones, not the big ones. Down. Oh, is that the cheapest? Or is there another one underneath? Oh, no.
I'll check the price. $10.50.
It says $18.
Yeah, I know. It's so
wrong. And what's the one beside it?
That one?
Oh, the sports headphones. Oh, the sports headphones. They're definitely the ones. Oh, yes. Yeah. Can I have those, please? Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot. Sorry about that.
$10.
Ready? All right. And the register said your name's Libby, but it's all, yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. All right.
I'll give you a season, okay?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I'll see if I can claim it on tax.
No,
look, thanks a lot. Brilliant. Instead of heads. Thanks a lot. Bye. Well, that was a piece of good luck overall because I've scored myself a pair. I never thought of it before until you missed it. Pair of heads, earbuds, earphones, what are they called? Earphones, they're called. Yeah. Right, earphones rather than headphones. That's the difference people would really, really know about. So I have to put this away. I've got the receipt for tax. So I don't think I can claim, I don't know how much. I suppose, what can you do if you're receiving a invalid pension, which you're getting taxed on, and you're spending money to actually get better, is that tax deductible? I'll find out. I'm sure it's there. G'day. Okay, that person didn't know me, unfortunately. So if you do know someone, they say g'day. If you don't know them, they will tell you by saying hello. It's just a small part of or if they're a foreign tourist, though. Yeah, I don't know foreign tourists. So I'm back in here. And I have to continue. I'm recording. And we'll drive out of here to the gym. And the major thing I'm thinking about is podcasting. Well, firstly, I'm doing podcasting initially so that I can for cognitive rebuild. So eventually for diction and breathing. Let's see, where did you go? Okay, for diction, breathing. This won't knock this poor chap coming out. The good people at Glenbrook are going out in their shorts. I just have a small comment. My children are extremely fussy. Like I was going to. Although it's been quite warmer during the day here, 24, it's dropped to, I'll give you the outside temperature, 15 degrees. Can I say it feels as though there could be ice about the place? It's extremely cold. So I had some warm pyjama pants on, and my kids said, "Oh, you mustn't have that on. That's just so embarrassing." I said, "Hey, I'm just going to be in the car. No one's going to see me." They said, "Oh, someone could walk up." And they did walk up last time and speak to me. And they could look down and say, "Oh, is that a pair of pyjama pants you're working?" And the bottom line is that everyone is dressed in sort of like, you can imagine, Kentucky. You know, those people with the flannelette shirts and the whiskey. It's a bit like that. They're pretty poorly dressed around the place. So the issue is that I've started off podcasting on an ability to speak coherently on a topic for a long time. And it's more the cognitive memory stuff. I had to read an article, memorize it enough to talk about it. And if you're sort of going to be abandoned and no one speaks to you, you may as well sort of learn to speak to the void. And of course, no one's going to say, if you've I found a very interesting topic in this particular chemical, this is no one about, and you need to rehab on it, and it's just so hard to actually get talking about it. We're not going to be very much longer. Now, the other aspect of podcasting is to actually go through the starting the software, the system. Now, I really don't care about broadcasting the podcast, just getting it out there onto the internet, and the software side of getting MP3, unwrapping it, putting it together and wrapping it into a cover folder. I've just got to really, excuse me while I do this, because it's just turning right across rather dangerous traffic. I'm going up there, so I don't know what these people are. The gym may be, oh no, that's rather good. People are turning off. It's okay, so I'm just driving up this way to the gym, and sort of the other aspect is to do sufficiently physical training, and that's not to be just, I suppose, dependent on a trainer, is to actually just keep the bar pushing and pushing and pushing, cognitive training, pushing. And I've just gone back to doing typing practice, and it's pretty devastating doing typing practice, because oh my Jesus Christ, what the heck, it's having a big party around here. I'll have to definitely shut up when I get in here, and I'll put on my I'll be just like almost like the other gym people. Oh Christ, look, that is astonishing. Is that true? Oh, there is just one park here. Isn't that incredible? Okay, so so it's, oh wow, I've just never seen a gym so full. So the interesting thing is that I myself don't feel intellectual people. I don't call myself intellectual. Oh, good. Bloody well, take how bloody embarrassing. I'm going to go and take off my pants. Now, I'm going to continue this up till I get in the door of the gym. And apart from that, I don't want to be a complete raving nutter. Imagine someone speaking as I get to the gym. And then afterwards, I'll come back and give you a few minutes as I go to pick up my daughter. And yeah, basically, it's an hour on the walker plus what you can do on some other gym exercise. An hour on the walker is an hour of brain exercises you get on the walker to do it. I think that is new, and there's obviously lots of commercial potential to do this, to apply this in other ways. But it's, people wonder why there's no commercial opportunities in Australia, because they just have this mental block of, you know, we are at the end of the earth, we can't do anything new. I have to go now. I'm just going to go out. Oh, I don't know how this is. I'm in a Japara raincoat. Something, because it's just so freezing cold. Something else I have to do is take my drink bottle, because it's one of the things that I realise I need to do. Ready to go, ready to rock and roll. Continuing to walk around and lock the door like this. This will be interesting to come around. And God, there's, oh, far out, there's the fitness class happening. Okay, I'm going to finish up podcasting now. Right, there you go. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.